Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 86, but things start to get a little better as we head into this evening. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature, it is 63 degrees. Burlington, 64. Milwaukee, 70. It's 68 in Racine. One of the vehicles stolen yesterday morning from Racine Hyundai on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant recovered with a traffic stop in Milwaukee last evening, during which a police officer was hurt and a 16-year-old arrested. The teen among four juveniles who exited that car on North 74th Street, which then rolled backwards, struck the officer and dragged him a short distance. The 16-year-old transported to Racine's juvenile detention facility with charges pending reference the break-in and vehicle theft. Another stolen car from that same dealership is still missing at this point. It's the latest, though, in a series of such burglaries on that highway in Mount Pleasant for the past couple of weeks. Wednesday morning's theft, as you heard, in northbound chase on the interstate, we told you yesterday, speeds got to nearly 115 miles per hour. Then the chase was called off. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich has rejected the claim of mental illness from Illinois resident Christian Loganegru in connection with the admitted hatchet murder of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant. The 39-year-old Arlington Heights man pled guilty to first-degree intentional homicide for Roxana Albradon's death in November of 2014. He claimed, though, it was because of mental disease or defect. Albradon was hiding from her husband at the home of her employer. Police, though, say he stalked her to that address, confronted her outside, then attacked her several times with that hatchet. Loganegru is facing life in prison when he is sentenced October the 5th. A prayer vigil attended by about 100 people at Racine's Monument Square, organized by the Racine Interfaith Coalition, remembered the slain and wounded Dallas police officers and the many victims of officer-involved shootings around the country. Reverend Lawrence Terry said, "We have come a long way in achieving justice for all Americans, but there is still work that needs to be done.
America needs to stop pointing fingers, making accusations, stereotyping people, disrespecting people and their rights. Stop excessive police force against young black men. This is affecting their families, parents, relatives, and friends."
Police Chief Art Howell, talking about the positive response his officers have received since the Dallas tragedy, also acknowledging the need to continue efforts toward engagement by police and the community.
"We've got a lot going on. There's a lot of dissension. However, what I've seen in the last 72 hours has just been an outpouring of just love and respect. And my heart goes out first to Chief Brown. I wish Chief Brown had what I have here. Not every chief has what I have, a community that gets behind the police department and supports us and gives us what we need."
This Sunday afternoon, the public invited to what's being called a Day of Compassion, an event at the Racine Zoo sponsored by RIC, the police department, and the city. The driver of a car that slammed into a utility pole on Marquette Street in Racine the early morning hours of June 25th now facing charges that include homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. 35-year-old Lakira Silas, also accused of causing great bodily harm by intoxicated use of a vehicle and operating with a prohibited blood alcohol content. Court documents quoting witnesses telling police the woman's car was moving very fast before it went out of control. It then fishtailed and spun around before striking the pole. Silas and two other women trapped inside had to be extricated, both passengers up to Frederick Hospital for treatment, 29-year-old Lakeisha Price succumbing to her injuries. Silas goes back to court next week. A Racine man is facing sexual assault charges for allegedly improperly touching an employee of a fast food restaurant and has pleaded not guilty. 62-year-old Adrian Fernandez charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child under 16, child enticement as a repeat offender, and stalking. The victim, 15 years old, said the man followed him into the restroom of the business and asked to touch him. The teen said no, the man did it anyway. He reported the incident to the youngster to his manager, who told him to tell if the man had ever entered the business again. It's alleged Fernandez returned the next day, tried to get the teen back into the same restroom. The teen's mother took him to the Racine Police Department to report the incidents. Fernandez is going to be back in court next month. The only downtown hotel in Kenosha reopened for business Wednesday after addressing a laundry list of fire code violations. The Harborside Inn Best Western closed about 2 weeks ago, fire officials expressing concerns that bare wires, improper wiring, missing ceiling tiles, burned out emergency lights, holes in the drywall, locked and blockaded entrance doors were a factor. The hotel immediately lost its Best Western accreditation, but as of yesterday, the hotel was accepting guests and taking reservations again as a Best Western. And no decisions made by the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night started what might be a lengthy discussion coming up about the handling of regular assessments and special assessments. Village President Jerry Garski began the meeting by saying he wanted to hear ideas from the board and the public. A handful of people, the majority of them folks along Highway V, critical of the current assessment system, but with only vague proposals for how to change it, including creating a special account or a chart outlining how different types of property would be assessed. Trustee Gary Feast said he was not satisfied with the status quo and the strong-arming of residents.
I want something that every resident is going to feel, okay, I'm not getting taken to the cleaners here as they come by my house and give me some form of improvement or benefit. So what that exactly entails, whether that has to be hashed out with committees, whether we have to get our lawyers here together, I'm open to suggestions.
The board taking no action last night, it is likely this discussion will be moving to the committee level in the coming weeks. Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki is now officially the interim village administrator, and his compensation, as approved last night by the village board in a special meeting, is going to be another $1,200 a month. Village President Jerry Garski said that Zarzecki will be required to devote up to 25 hours a week into village administrative duties. The vote to approve the appointment unanimous. This is the second time Zarzecki has filled the role of interim administrator. He handled those duties prior to Kurt Wallen being hired 3 years ago. Of course, on Monday, the board approved a separation agreement with Wallen. Speaking of Mount Pleasant, there's a public information meeting from 4 to 7 p.m. today at the Village Hall. This is regarding the pending installation of 6,000 feet of sanitary sewer on Highway V from Highway 20 to Spring Street. Also, the 13,000 feet, that is, of water main on V from 20 to the northern village limits. Formal presentations on this will be made at 4:30 this afternoon and again at 6:30 tonight. Otherwise, the rest of the time will be an open house style format. The possibility of ATVs being included in the planning process for what's known as the Rails to Trails initiative for a bike and walking path on abandoned railroad from west of Sturtevant out to Burlington, brought up by three people attending Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagray's listening session at Caledonia's Eastside Community Center. Tony Carlson said it would be nice to have something closer to home rather than going out to the Bong Center, where there's not a lot of space, or up north, that is, where there's a lot more room.
There is nothing on this corner of the state for that. What I would be suggesting is you could model it after what they've done out in Monroe, Wisconsin, the Cheese Country Trail, that's an abandoned train tracks, where they have speed limits, yeah, and they go through towns, just leaving the train tracks as it is, just gravel, because that's what it would be, that's what they have out there, and they call that the Cheese Country Trail. I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Delagray said he's received a lot of public feedback on Rails to Trails, including bicycle enthusiasts who want a paved route, but he said the ATV request is worth asking about.
Whatever the end result is, the county will take care of.
Okay.
So we will make sure. The other issue is the county's working with an environmental engineer to find out the cost of a stone or gravel trail and what it would be to asphalt it.
Yeah,
and what the cost is.
When all is said and done, after probably years of work, Delagrave suggested the Rails to Trails project will end up costing maybe around $1 million all total. Another meeting on Rails to Trails is coming up in Union Grove August 10th. Off-price retailer Ross Dress for Less planning to open up two new Southeast Wisconsin stores on Saturday, one on the west side of Racine's Regency Mall and the other in Brown Deer. The California-based company moved into the Wisconsin market for the first time last fall, says it'll give away $1,000 in-store gift cards to celebrate the opening of each store. $2,500 will also be donated to the Brown Deer Boys and Girls Club and $2,500 to the Racine Public Library Foundation. Well, Amazon, which has, of course, those big distribution facilities along the interstate in Kenosha County, calling yesterday's Prime Day sale its biggest day ever. Mark Chase says the merchandise was flying.
The company says orders during Tuesday's sale surged more than 60% around the world compared to last year. Amazon said it created the holiday as a special benefit for members, and members took advantage, buying 2 million toys, 1 million pair of shoes, and more than 90,000 TVs. So, can we expect to see another Prime Day sale? Well, Amazon said the event was so much fun, it's planning on doing it again. I'm Mark Chase.
And pay-for-play kind of has a negative connotation in today's society, suggesting something less than above board. But it's perfectly fine with the director of the Racine Zoo under the current circumstances, Beth Heidorn telling the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Commission they have had more than one person show up playing the Pokemon Go game on their smartphones, wanting to get onto the zoo grounds on the lakefront and willing to pay the admission fee to go searching for the little creatures. Heidorn said a few have also offered some very positive comments about the zoo, and a couple of memberships may have been spawned. So, from the zoo's perspective, Heidorn suggested to the panel, let the games continue, if it means additional revenue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News. Thank you.